News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Savannah Guthrie says she and her siblings are at an hour of desperation. 10 days have passed, and the mother of the Today Show co-host is still missing. The status of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie is unknown, and her family appeals to the public to come forward with any shred of information that could help law enforcement. Family members say they are willing to meet a ransom demand, but we know of no contact with the kidnappers. The Justice Department is allowing members of Congress to view unredacted files relating to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
In a letter to lawmakers, the DOJ said members will have access to the more than 3 million files released by the department. To access the files, lawmakers will need to give the administration 24 hours notice, and they will be able to review the files on computers at the Department of Justice. Only lawmakers, not their staff, will have access to the files. President Trump wants to move on from the issue, but many questions remain about Epstein and his connections. Greg Clugston, Washington.
All is far from well, and conditions are worsening in communist Cuba, where authorities warn airlines that they may not be able to refuel on the island.
This is part of energy rationing as the Trump administration cuts Cuba off from its fuel sources. The shortage stems from U.S. political pressure severing Cuba's access to oil from Venezuela and Mexico. Shorter flights may not be affected, but long-haul routes face challenges. The energy crisis has led to reduced bank hours, suspended cultural events, and halted public transport. U.S. sanctions have long impacted Cuba, but recent measures have intensified the situation. Keith Peters, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is rising further into record territory, the blue chip index up 250 points. This is SRN News. A new poll asks moms about church.
It comes from Motherhood Today, and it reveals that about half of them say the number one reason they attend worship services regularly is to grow in their faith. The second most commonly cited reason is to learn about God. When asked what's good and not so good at their church, a strong majority of moms say they like the small group ministries, but wish there was more mental health support and more outreach specifically for moms. Michael Harrington reporting.
A judge has ruled that Arizona must stop enforcing abortion restrictions that predate and contradict a 2024 voter-approved constitutional amendment enshrining the procedure. Maricopa Superior Court Judge Greg Como says the older laws present unnecessary obstacles to getting an abortion, including barring one if a woman was seeking it because the unborn baby has a genetic abnormality. In Arizona, the law has been in flux since Roe v. Wade was overturned. This is SRN News. Charges filed in the death of a Massachusetts police recruit.
A supervisor and three instructors with a Massachusetts State Police Tactical Unit have been indicted in connection with the death of a recruit following a boxing match during training. Enrique Delgado Garcia died at a hospital in 2024 after becoming unresponsive during a defensive tactics exercise. The charges include causing serious bodily injury and involuntary manslaughter. Delgado Garcia was 25 years old. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A 16-year-old student shot and wounded in a high school in the Washington suburb of Rockville, Maryland. The victim was last described as being hospitalized in stable condition. A suspect, another student, is in custody. Rockville police say they're still searching for the weapon used in the attack. Investigators say the motive is unclear. More details, SRNNews.com.